There was a major state court ruling today dealing with abortion. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled that prosecutors cannot have unlimited access to the medical records of abortion patients. Abortion rights supporters are calling it a major victory. As Kansas Public Radio's Peter Hancock reports, the case pitted the privacy rights of patients against the state's interest in prosecuting certain types of crime.
In 2004, Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein launched an investigation into abortion practices in Kansas. He said he wanted to know if clinics were failing to report minors who'd been sexually abused and whether one clinic had violated state restrictions on late-term abortions. As part of that probe, he persuaded a state judge to issue subpoenas for the complete, unredacted records of 90 women and girls who'd had abortions at two clinics in Kansas, arguing the state had a legitimate interest in seeing those records.
This is a subpoena by a Kansas District Court judge who found probable cause to believe that crimes have been committed, including the crime of child rape.
Attorney General Klein has argued that under state law, anyone under 16 who is pregnant is, by definition, a rape victim, and so doctors, especially abortion providers, are required to report those cases to state welfare officials. But critics argue that Klein pushed the law beyond its limits. Priscilla Smith is with the New York-based Center for Reproductive Rights. She says most states have age of consent and mandatory reporting laws. Kansas Attorney General Klein is going a step further.
No attorney general has gone after this level of sexual activity in the way that he has. He's taking away the discretion of doctors to determine what's really harmful to their patients and what's not.
The two clinics that were targeted by Klein's investigation asked the state Supreme Court to quash the subpoenas. One clinic, operated by Planned Parenthood in Kansas City, and another run by Dr. George Tiller of Wichita, said the subpoenas violated their patients' right to privacy and could discourage women from seeking many kinds of reproductive health care. But Attorney General Klein argued he was only following the law.
If they have to report rape, their concern is that they won't seek medical attention. My position is go to the legislature and change the law.
In a unanimous decision today, the state's high court sided with the clinics. It said that although a judge could subpoena the records, clinics had the right to redact the names and other personal information about the patients. And it said the judge would have to review the records first before handing them over to prosecutors and take out any other information that wasn't relevant to the investigation. Lee Thompson, an attorney representing Dr. George Tiller, who specializes in late-term abortions, is pleased with the ruling.
I think the opinion clearly recognizes the protections for our patients' privacy rights, and that's very critical. We're very pleased with the opinion, and it doesn't restrict any proper rights that an investigative agency has. It simply sends it back and says, follow these rules, and we're very pleased with that.
Attorney General Klein issued a written statement today saying that he, too, was pleased with the decision. He says it means that the subpoenas will be honored and his investigation can move forward. But today's ruling also makes it likely that any investigation into abortion clinics will be significantly more constricted. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.